Hello everybody, I'm Calissa and I'm here to present to you my beach navigation app, California Coast Smart. My mission is simple but ambitious. It aims to turn responsible action into convenience. So studies have shown that even when people want to make the environmentally responsible decisions, that they often don't have the information or resources to do so. So my app navigates as a sort of Google Maps, but strictly towards California beach resources. My app reduces the issue between intention and action by giving users these accessible tools to make low impact choices right on their phone. We are a mission-driven nonprofit business working closely with other nonprofits to achieve this goal. So the problem at hand is the ocean pollution crisis. One of the greatest indicators of this is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The misconception that waste mismanagement into our ocean is harmful because it starts at our shorelines. Everyday actions accumulate into small behavioral changes that make the impacts irreversible every single day. My app gives users the educational nudge to make the millions of dollars coastal communities have to invest into coastal cleanup into a scalable way to influence everyday behavior in real time by mapping out the proper resources like restrooms, trash cans, and other beach amenities. The environmental initiative has become a widely recognized standard for outdoor ethics, and with trends in our cultural Gen Z and millennial era, the demand for this initiative standard is higher than ever. Technology being the most influential thing in our era, this allows me to distribute that initiative at a large scale, acting as a catalyst for change. So my team is the foundation of success, early success for my app, working closely with Leave No Trace and Cleaner California Coast. These are already established organizations. Leave No Trace, a 30-year-old nonprofit, establishes credibility and a competitive edge because it brings me initial operational insight, environmental knowledge, like coastline challenges, and immediate access to their data. This also gives traction by connecting me to their following and connecting that to my total addressable market. This is just a quick example of some of the nudges and advertisements that users will experience while navigating the app. And the features, these are Cleaner California's Coast extension of the seven principles of Leave No Trace Foundation, hyper-focused directly towards California's coastal zone. Right now poses the perfect time to insert a platform like this into the market, as ecotourism is the fastest growing segment in the tourism industry, projected to grow to over $500 billion in the next decade. And with California experiencing over 150 million beach visits per year, it shows major potential for exponential growth for a platform like mine. Competitors in the market like Go Beach and Beach Day pose as only convenience-based apps. Mine offers a dual value proposition, convenience and purpose, positioning us as not a substitute but a mission-driven alternative. On top of this, my strategic partnerships give me a competitive edge because I have direct access to their organization's data, something that competitors cannot replicate. So our financials reflect the traditional J-curve rooted in early grants and a mission-driven subscription app. My subscription model offers a optional premium tier version of the app, which is ad-free, starting at $4.99 per month, with 30% of the revenues going back directly to our partners, and projected to scale at 2,000 subscribers by month 36. This would already be giving back $24,000 to my early adopters. So my call to action is not just an investment in a product, but an investment in environmental stewardship, public education, and long-term health of California's coastline in a time where we need it most.
What inspired you to tackle this issue within the oceans?
Well, like, me and my family go on a lot of vacation to, like, the like SoCal and everything like that. And recently over the summer, we went to San Diego and the beaches were closed due to like water contamination. And it just kind of like when Wayne was talking about innovation and everything, this is the first thing that popped up to my mind. I'm really like passionate about sustainable and trying to implement sustainable practices into my everyday lifestyle. So this is just one way that I thought would be it to educate on a broader, larger scale.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about why you set this up as a nonprofit business.
Yeah, so with my revenue model giving back to my investors, it kind of just like fell into place that way, just because it's rooted off grants and everything. And I feel like there's more of an initiative for our subscription model if the revenues are going directly back to those organizations. So, yeah.
And can you talk a little bit, you mentioned that water contamination was one thing that inspired you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And this app is connecting folks to resources, right? And so can you tell me more about what resources are we talking about? Because when I think about water contamination, I think about like the oil industry,
mm-hmm.
I think about trash being dumped there. So how does this app
Yeah, so like everyday beach leisure activities also contribute to the water contamination like issue. So things like overflowing trash cans or like contaminated recycling bins, they also are like a big significant factor into that. So things like giving locations to just beach amenities, like where restrooms are, where the trash cans are, it'll just turn that into everyday practice. And like I said, like making it more convenient, just acting as a Google Maps, so it's like right there on your phone. Yeah, I don't know if that answered, if that helped. Yeah.